Hello, and welcome to Share the World Internet Radio. I'm Joseph Entery. Today's show is Chapter 5 in A Galactic History of This World, Placentia, Planet of Plenty and Rebirth. This chapter is entitled The Diluvian Period, which began 20,000 years ago after the Eden period ended. Here we are. The Diluvian Period. Right now on Earth, the world is in a very difficult period of karmic cleansing and awakening. The universal mind put this world under money atonement long ago to drive the civilization forward in spite of itself, where greed, selfishness, fear, violence, and vanity would reign, and people would suffer greatly under the effects of their wrong spiritual and social causes. And just as the universal mind brought money atonement, it can end it, which is happening right now as global capitalism collapses under its own excesses that are very little real service to anyone. The ongoing projects of the 400,000-year Eden period all had to do with setting up the planet to support the eventual emergence of a global civilization many thousands of years in the future, which is right now. This was all spelled out for us in Spirit God's master plan long before it ever happened. The world civilization is on the doorstep of a space-age paradise, but it has to pass through a cleansing tribulation to get there. Rest assured, the universal mind has the whole process under control, no matter how dire things appear on the surface. Long ago, when the population of tribal souls reached a certain point, they rediscovered the pyramid cities and began to squat in the fields where food was grown, or in other communal environments. Problems arose immediately. This was the signal we knew would come for us to leave the planet, taking our ETI technology with us. The Eden period was over. As the Eden period ended and the Diluvian period began, the principal overall task would be to regenerate the planet's entire biogenetic field, fill it in with life force consciousness. This would be generated through the daily life of emerging civilization, such that the civilization itself can be restored to eternity. In the solar catastrophe, the life force of the whole system, its living field of ethereal plasma, was burned out, gone, on all planets. Your solar system seems so empty because it is, save for a few bases operated by the solar beings who have come back to assist this project. So, life force has to be restored on this planet for the entities here to be restored to eternity. Hence, all karma has to be worked out in a physical body on the planet, in a cause that includes all souls. The good news is the world is ready now for its delivery. The planet's auric field and human population are ready for the quantum leap into a new world of absolute freedom, security, and abundance. The Dynadran energy systems, coupled with the pyramids, generated a field of ethereal plasma that covered the whole Egyptian project in a bubble of higher consciousness. When out in raw nature, beings assigned to a certain project would channel higher consciousness into a specific territory as they served on the project. By their words spoken and deeds done, they energized the environment and brought it to life. When you use a physical body to engage in selfless service with others, it opens the channel for the universal mind to come into you, unite with your soul, and heal all your various accumulated karma, repairing damaged etheric circuitry so your light body is fully activated and you are awake once again in cosmic Christ spirit. Your conscious light body is the real you, a sphere of spiritual energy with a million etheric cognition switches that surrounds and interpenetrates the physical body, operating it all. Once the Dynadran systems were gone, the territory still maintained a reduced aura of higher consciousness, mostly radiating from the pyramids themselves, but also in the general field from all the service that had occurred. Regenerating an energy field of spiritual life force and consciousness about the entire planet would be the main task of the next 20,000 years. At this point, a group of beings arrived here to guide the spiritual awakening of emerging humanity, both on the planet and in the heavenly abode. These benevolent beings are from this solar system, who were never part of the problem and had left before the catastrophe. Because of the nature that evolving consciousness would take here, these souls are known as the Ascended Masters, or spiritual hierarchy. The one who volunteered to lead this group was later to incarnate as Jesus Christ, and it also included those who would appear as the Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, Moses, Confucius, Lao Tzu, and many other illuminated incarnations, such as Paramahansa Yogananda, Mother Teresa, Saint Francis, Mahatma Gandhi. All of these beings have been active channels of Christ consciousness, helping to raise the spiritual consciousness of evolving souls in their return to eternal life. Many others who carry this light in varying degrees have come and gone with or without public notice, doing vital, important things in other arenas. The direction of the Pyramid Temple communities was turned over to the spiritual hierarchy before the galactic Elohim left the planet. The pyramid communities would be the principal source of the emerging cultures that would grow beyond simple tribal living. But inevitably, devolution began to set in as the heavily laden souls slowly took over. The priests of Baal in Egypt, for instance, and the pyramid communities faded away. Devolution means consciousness that is going backwards into deeper and deeper materialism. A difficult process to overcome the negative consciousness born in this solar system, which had previously brought it to ruin. However, with the universal mind's guidance from within and the use of money atonement over the last 5,000 years, the circle of life is ready to transcend once again. The galactic Elohim, though off the planet, also began to incarnate souls into bodies for another important key purpose. These ETI beings eventually numbered some 2 million souls, who principally were entities who had been redeemed in the Pyramid Temple cities and volunteered to reincarnate here over and over through the Diluvian period. The purpose of this was so the Godhead had a group of telepathic channels that it could inspire and lead creatively to bring inventions and higher ideas forth, or move parts of the civilization in various ways. Newton, Galileo, Einstein, Da Vinci, Michelangelo being a few examples in the fields of science and art. Key incarnations also advanced music, government, finance, economics, industry, education, agriculture, religion, athletics, affecting every aspect of society all over the world in a positive way. The souls being healed here had little capacity to reach into the high realms of the Godhead's imagination that it takes to actually grow a civilized culture up to and through a full planetary society back to rejoining galactic civilization. Put in another way, they couldn't move against their karma to rise above it, sleepwalking in the dust of mortal mind. Many, many incarnations of these ETI souls went unnoticed by history, but always involved change and creativity that ultimately raised consciousness in some important manner, evolving it toward the light. Chapter 6, Alan Michael and the Everlasting Gospel. One galactic being in particular, who was assigned by the universal mind to be in charge of the whole project from the beginning to end, is Michael, the Archangel, a God-conscious cosmic master. In a past incarnation, he was known as Hermes Trismegistus, the thrice wise one, in ancient Egypt, who created the great library at Alexandria, which contained all of his channeled writings, as well as important writings from many others. Michael was back on the planet from 1947 to March of 2010, known as Alan Michael, who, as the New World Comforter prophesied to come in St. John 14, was a pure channel of the Spirit of Truth, who brings all things to our remembrance. Alan Michael was the channel of the Everlasting Gospel, prophesied to come in Revelation 14:1-6, where it says, "It shall be taught to those who dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people." Alan Michael first channeled the idea of a catastrophe that happened in the solar system around 1980, which was quickly followed by the revelation of an upcoming war in the Middle East, leading to the end of cyborg usury capitalism that is antithetical to real life. Real life can only exist through a giving and receiving system that is free and equal to all people. No money used. The Everlasting Gospel is the most important book ever written, channeled directly by the energy and supreme consciousness of the universal mind through Alan Michael's hand. It is Holy Scripture, an infinite reservoir of spiritual truth, a presence of all-knowing beyond just factual knowledge. The universe only needs one master channel on the planet to bring forth the energy and consciousness of its great one idea, whose time has come and cannot be stopped. Through the Everlasting Gospel channelings over 60-some years that covered over 200,000 pages, the universe has put the energy and ideas of pure Christ Spirit of the five missing dimensions of cosmic consciousness that were lost in the solar catastrophe into spiritual causation in the planet's aura, restoring the capacity for humanity to unite with Galactica. Life in Galactica is a 12-dimensional existence. When the catastrophe happened, this solar system lost the five higher dimensions of Christ's Spirit and fell into the seventh density of dualistic materialism. The universe is a unihelix mind of ESP, PSI, DNA, RNA, which is holographic, where each atomic particle of matter and each microcosm soul of spirit contains the whole, and all are woven together by God intelligence. Seven densities comprise material creation, and the higher five densities are the Christ Spirit that infuses creation with joyous life force. We are one with it on all levels and in all its wondrous multi-dimensions. Thus, when the solar beings took over, life here would evolve under a seventh density hierarchy. The missing five dimensions of Christ's spirit comes into human awareness now through galactic contact, which at first is subtle, yet profound and unstoppable, and it brings world enlightenment and complete social-economic transformation. The capstone of the all-seeing eye, Spirit of Truth, is put on the pyramid of material accomplishment, and the result is heaven on earth. The Everlasting Gospel channels that the UM put the civilization under money atonement to drive it forward in spite of the negated mortal consciousness present in the entities being healed here. Know that the principal service of many thousands of years is done, and we are just moving through a necessary awakening, activated by an ever-increasing light consciousness emanating from the center of every soul in a body, enlightening us, or driving us deeper into our karma if we resist change. This is the separation of the wheat from the chaff. God's Spirit is being poured out on all flesh at this time, which has activated this special period of karmic cleansing, an artificial tribulation completely guided by God's intelligence, which, for example, has control over all nuclear weapons. They cannot be used to destroy the world. There are two great spaceships parked over the north and south poles of the planet right now, who receive eternal energy from the stars, Christ-conscious love energy from other solar systems, and beam it into the planet's aura, feeding all life here with waves of higher life force, steadily raising consciousness. This higher energy of necessity is driving each soul and humanity collectively through the karmic tribulation taking place, and it is synthesizing the unloading negative energy so that it does not erupt out of control and destroy all life in the subsequent cleansing. Have no fear. The universe is in charge of the whole process, which has a totally positive outcome. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Share the World, our mini series on galactic history of the world. See you next time. We love you. Bye-bye.